back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILX.
Back to the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS 393-3700 is the number to call. Jack Ebley, my partner, is en route to State College. We're going to have Jack on with us, along with myself and Dave Benton, at 10:50. Get his insights on what's going to happen today as far as scores and our predictions. I think I'm a few games behind, if I'm not mistaken. Two games behind, Scott tells me, in the race. So I got plenty of time to make some inroads today. Actually, we're probably wrapping things up, though. Maybe we'll do it this as far as college football. I don't know how we're going to indicate what our standings are. Maybe after the conference playoff games, that's when the championship games, that's the last of our head-to-head competition for college football.
Yeah, for really go all in there.
Now, today's got great implications on the bowl games. Now, you had some strong opinions on what you think would be good matchups, not good matchups for the Big Ten. Now, I'd love to see Michigan State play on New Year's Day and play in Alabama. That would be a classic matchup going against their old coach, Nick Saban, who abandoned the program. I think there would be a lot.
It's all about selling tickets.
Michigan State travels pretty well. They're not maybe in Iowa or in Wisconsin, but they're pretty good.
And something that Michigan State is underrated as, they've got alumni everywhere. I mean, Michigan State has alumni everywhere, and they will go to those games, and then you have people that will travel on top of that.
And they hang out in Florida between Christmas and New Year. We saw this at the Champs Bowl a few years ago, mm-hmm. where they, which is the kind of the warm-up game for the Capital One Bowl in Orlando and the week prior. And they had a good attendance for that.
I just think, because we're talking about it, MSU-Alabama, it's just such a bad matchup. And you can say what you want about Alabama losing three games this year.
Quality loss.
Alabama has a great team. A great team. They underachieved to a certain extent this year. They've got talent on defense. They've got NFL talent all over the field on offense. That is a very tough matchup for Michigan State.
That's a tougher conference. I mean, the Big Ten, I know I jump on the Big Ten. I get probably too negative. I do
Big
the Ten's sour
probably
grapes.
The third best conference
but,
this year.
It's fourth best conference.
You think fourth?
Yeah.
What do you think is fourth? You think Big 12's better?
Yeah, the Big 12's better. A little bit better.
I would say
SEC,
Big 12 is kind of top
SEC,
heavy.
Pac-10, and Big 12, and Big 10. That's how it goes.
I would kind of put Big 10 above Big 12 just because.
You would. Because Texas is down?
Well, not only Texas is down, but I don't think Baylor's that good of a team, and they've beaten some teams this year. Iowa State has beaten some teams they shouldn't have. Kansas State is bowl eligible, even though they're not a very good team. I think the Big 10 from top to bottom is better than the Big 12.
Okay, at least
year.
On a par. Well, they're distant, obviously, between
Let's
behind
call
the
a
SEC.
Draw.
Because SEC's got some really good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're talking LSU, you're talking Auburn. I mean, you got Alabama.
Yep.
South Carolina's really good. I mean,
deep. I think with Stanford and Oregon, I think the Pac-10 is an excellent conference as well.
And the Big Ten, the problem is the Big Ten's bottom feeders are just so bad. You're talking Indiana. You're talking about Purdue and Minnesota. They're really
Minnesota's really bad as well.
Yeah, and then Michigan is not a very good team.
No. And you know what? To a certain extent, neither is Illinois. You know, I mean, Illinois is okay.
Yeah.
They're okay, but they're coached by Ron Zook, which is always a handicap.
Right.
And then on top of that, they're 6-5. They're backing into the postseason. Lost some games. There's no way you should lose to Minnesota.
But I'm gonna hold off on that final opinion. See how they do in the bowl games, and we'll get a real true evaluation at that time.
So let's look at some matchups. Okay, let's say the Big Ten gets two into BCS bowls, which I assume will happen. Okay, so now you're talking probably Wisconsin versus TCU in the Rose Bowl. Okay, which I think is a very favorable matchup for Wisconsin, and then you're talking Stanford, Ohio State, maybe. For the Sugar Bowl, Orange Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, wherever they decide to put them.
Oh, I love that one.
I think that'd be a great one. And then for Capital, Outback Bowl, and Gator Bowl, you're talking Michigan State versus either Arkansas, which honestly I don't think is that bad of a matchup for Michigan State. Because Arkansas can't run the ball.
Ryan Mallett against the Spartans.
Ryan Mallett's a great quarterback. He
2007 when he fumbled his way to victory for the Wolverines.
and the best possible matchup for MSU would be South Carolina. Because I don't think South Carolina is that good. I think that they've benefited from playing in the SEC.
They beat Florida, though. Real quick, let's go out. We got a couple seconds here. Let's go out to the line on the end of this segment. Let's go out to Steve from Langsburg. Welcome, Steve.
You just said Alabama's a great team.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the three losses being putting the team at grace.
Okay.
Yeah, well, grace probably a strong term there, David.
Then you said, hold on.
Okay.
Then you said South Carolina's not a very good team.
They beat Florida in the swamp.
Florida's not
Alabama.
A good team this year.
They beat Alabama.
I'll give you that. That's very true. And that's a fair point. Alabama has four legitimate NFL players on that team. Okay. And three of them are probably high first round picks. Although
great teams do not lose three games.
I disagree with you. I think there can be years, especially when you play in an SEC conference, that great teams can end up losing three games. Now, does it happen often? Does it happen often? No. Yes, I think Auburn's a great team. They're undefeated this year. They're undefeated. They went all the way through the SEC conference undefeated. They have to
be
a great
team. Kind of a subjective term. I mean, they're top of the heap. I mean, they're a legitimate top three, top four, and they're probably going to be playing the BCS title game against the Oregon Ducks.
I think there are years where teams can be great and still not do well. Look at Penn State the year that they had LeVar Arrington, all those great players.
94.
They finished 9-3. No, not 94.
You're talking about
not 94. Was it 98-99?
Okay, you're talking about the 99. Yeah,
whatever
that was,
it was.
99.
Great team, lost three games.
Brandon Short, yep. Well, thanks so much for the call, Steve. I really appreciate it. 393-3700 is the number to call our next segment. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services at 10:05, 10:35. Mike Bellini, the Sports Inferno, is going to be on us from 97.1 The Ticket.